Age Appropriate Podcast with Tom Lucy and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the Age Appropriate Podcast with Charlie Baker.
And Tom Lucy.
Thanks very much. That works well, that. I like it when we do that.
We've got that off The One Show.
I know, they do that on The One Show. I like it. They also do it on This Morning as well, which I'm a big fan of.
This Morning. Did you ever see it with Richard and Judy? Or
did
you
I see it with Richard and Judy? I grew up on Richard and Judy.
Did you? How big old fans. Were you when Richard and Judy were on it?
Quite young. But Richard Madeley is quite a hero of mine.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
This is an interesting hero, Tom, already. Early on.
Yeah, well, I just like him. He's cool, isn't he?
I don't think he's cool, no.
No, he's not cool.
I mean, he seems like a nice man.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call him cool.
No, he's not a style icon.
Maybe in future weeks, we could do one about being cool.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a good episode.
And we could get Richard Madeley on.
Maybe.
Yeah, that would be great. Get him on to give some tips.
For those of you who didn't join us last week on episode one, this is episode two.
Yeah. We are talking about fashion this week.
Yeah.
Last
week we spoke about health.
Yep. And we had a lot of good feedback about the health episode.
That's some good feedback. Did you have any trolling, Tom? Yeah.
I
don't know if we've had enough listens to get any trolls.
No. No, I've not been trolled.
No.
Have you?
I'm quite looking forward to it in a way.
I like being...
Rubbish, mate!
Yeah, I like being abused.
Oh, do you?
Do you? Not... I like getting Twitter abuse. Have you had a lot of Twitter abuse?
Not a lot, no. I avoid it, which makes me think maybe I'm a bit too cellophane.
Do you think?
Maybe I'm a bit anonymous. I think it's probably quite a good sign if you're getting abuse, isn't it?
I think so, but...
Because people notice you.
Yeah. It depends who it's from, though, isn't it?
What have you had? Sort of, you sound like Frank Spencer, that sort of thing.
I've had that a few times, yeah. I did one gig in Cardiff that generated quite a lot. I'd go as far as to say a Twitter storm of abuse.
Did you?
But the gig went really well.
Yeah.
At the Glee in Cardiff. Mm.
So what happened?
I just got abused.
By who?
A group of lads on Twitter. And I was going to reply to them, but I was told that's the worst thing to do. Reply to Twitter
abuse.
What
sort of Twitter storm was it? Rubbish! Didn't enjoy it.
People making comments about my voice was a big thing.
Oh, yeah, I feel like a bully now.
Yeah. But that's a big part of a lot of abuse. You take the piss out of my
voice.
When your
voice breaks, it won't be a problem anymore.
We do a special episode when it breaks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Be like when Alec Jones' voice broke.
Yeah.
I'm now thinking you probably don't even know who Alec Jones is.
Yeah, he sung the Snowman theme tune.
Well done, mate.
Then... Alec Jones and Richard Madeley are my two favourite people.
Big hitting references. Early on.
Up to date.
Before we hit fashion.
Yeah.
Last week's homework.
Mm-hmm.
I gave you a film to watch, Tom.
The Cannonball Run.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
Did you?
Yeah, it was really good.
Tell me about it.
Burt Reynolds, he's a character, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's one of those people that you feel like you shouldn't like, but you do.
Yeah.
Like Eamon Holmes, someone like that.
Yeah, I don't like Eamon Holmes, I don't think. I don't know, I never met him. I never met him. What is it you think you shouldn't like about Burt Reynolds?
He's got a slightly, maybe it's a 70s thing. Is it 70s?
It's 70s, early 80s, I think, Cannonball Run.
It might just be a 70s thing, but he's got that sort of
seedy,
slightly creepy geography teacher vibe.
I don't think he's a geography teacher. I think he'd definitely be PE teacher.
Slightly creepy PE teacher vibe.
Girls PE teacher vibe about him.
There's a lot of rumours about, but nothing's concrete.
Yeah. Regularly seen with the with the A-level students.
Yeah, but I like that. That's why I like Richard Madeley.
Tell me about the film. What did you think of the plot?
So, as far as I'm... It's a race, isn't it? Mm. It's just a big race.
Yeah.
Which is simple. I like a simple plot. Some people are getting in some cars and they're going to race across the country.
I'm not sure if you've actually watched the film or not.
I have watched the film.
Okay. Did you like...
They race in an ambulance.
That guy.
The doctor guy.
Yeah.
He was really scary.
The drunk doctor.
Yeah,
with the big,
really scary.
The big, that's a good bit, isn't
it? I watched it with my sister and she was quite scared by
him. How old's your sister?
16.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. She was quite scared.
Did you think it looked like a film from another time? Do you think that film would get made now in the same way? So I think you can see, if you watch like The Hangover or something like that,
it's quite similar, isn't it?
It's a similar sort of feel. I think those films have sort of copied the style of the
Cannibal. I don't think Burt Reynolds would get work nowadays.
Do you not?
No. I think he would be, well, it depends where, maybe some sort of, maybe he would work in regional radio or something. But I don't think he would.
BBC Radio Sussex.
Yeah.
I think I'm Burt Reynolds.
Drive Time with Reynolds, I think.
Coming up in half an hour, we speak to Jim Forster, who has a large marrow.
Exactly, yeah. But I'm not sure he would have the same level of success nowadays.
Oh, that's interesting. You're quite...
And but apparently that still happens.
Did you like the now what else? Who else raced? Is it the one with the Asian man in the fast Mazda? And maybe that's Cannonball Run 2.
I think that's the second one.
Yeah, the second one. And the lady.
It's a nice description.
Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah, she's nice.
In the Ferrari, the Lamborghini.
She's very nice.
Yeah, like in that. That's a definite childhood memory.
Spandex sort of number.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So did you think it was a sexist film, Tom, or did it offend your millennial sensibilities?
I like sexist films, so they're my favourites.
Best
so.
Type.
Yeah. No, it was really good. I enjoyed it. It was really cool.
Okay, good.
I liked Roger Moore.
Yeah.
Pretty suave.
Yeah, I'm not sure about Roger Moore.
Again, he's quite creepy, isn't
he?
Yeah,
I don't like him. I don't like him. I think he's spoilt Bond.
Do you think?
Yeah.
It's weird what a lot of these people who used to be like heartthrobs,
yeah,
nowadays I think would be considered quite creepy.
Well, a lot of them are turning out to be.
Yeah, but I don't know. There's something about Roger Moore. There's something about him that I'm not comfortable about.
Well, the fact that his name is a double entendre.
Roger Moore. Yeah, he does.
It's
like bend over or...
Exactly, along those lines.
Yeah.
Along those lines. More. So, how many stars out of eight are you giving...
Eight.
I'm guessing. At eight, are you giving Cannonball Run?
Five.
Oh. Average then, didn't really...
No, he's above average. Okay. Four would be average.
Okay, five out of eight.
Five out of eight.
The age-appropriate rating.
Yeah. And did you listen to...
I didn't.
Brilliant. All right, let's move on.
I haven't done my homework, Tom.
Why not?
I can only apologise. I'm really meant to, and I've really tried all week.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find the album you told me to get, and then I couldn't find them on Spotify, The Odd Future.
Not The Odd Future.
Odd Future.
Odd Future.
Yeah, I know that, right? It's the older, it's them older Odd Futures, isn't it? This is our Odd Future.
Oh, and Drive Time
Odd
with
Future. And I couldn't find them on Spotify. Are they not on Spotify?
They will be.
Oh, I couldn't find them anywhere. Anyway.
Did you try YouTube?
I thought, I was going to just go on YouTube and like pick and choose. But what I like to do is get an album, listen to the whole album, hear the whole sonic thing of what they're trying to do.
Okay.
This is my excuse. And I thought, do you know what? I'll wait and see what you thought of the Cannonball Run.
Yeah.
And then that'll be my next week.
All right, you're just buying
we'll do
time,
mine.
Aren't you?
I bought some time.
Yeah, lazy.
I've basically said, can I bring it in tomorrow, miss?
I'm going to have a word with the guys at Audio Boom and see if we can arrange a replacement
Audio Boom.
Co-host.
Co-host. Right, so Odd Future. I will review Odd Future next week.
Yeah, do but that.
Let's hit the podcast.
Fashion.
Turn to the left. Shake it to the left. I was doing
shake
everything
it.
About to the left.
Isn't it turn to the left?
Fashion. Left. How fashionable are you, Tom?
I'm, you know, I've got 280 followers on Instagram. 290 followers.
I think we're talking about clothes, aren't we? Are we talking about clothes or are we talking about overall fashion?
Well, fashion and style are different things, aren't they?
Yeah.
So style, I think, is more important than fashion. Fashion comes and goes, but style...
That's true. Hey, good thought,
that's
Tom.
That's a good point,
very
actually,
very much
it?
Like a sort
that
of...
That sounds like I wrote A-level that down. Essay. I just came up with that. That's quite good, that, isn't it?
That's very good.
You seem like... you think about fashion. Do you think about fashion?
Only relatively recently, I would suggest.
Really?
I was thinking about this because I knew we were going to be talking about this. And I think I went through a lot of years just... Because I've never had that much money.
Oh, my God.
Right.
It's getting tough.
So I've often a lot of the time, I'd just wear what I could afford, really. What was nearly fashionable.
What kind of
stuff
was that?
And then in the last 10 years, as a comic, I've earned some money. So I've had some money. So I've been able to choose what I want to wear. And when you get to choose what you want to wear, then I think you have to make strong choices, don't you?
Yeah.
So now I choose what I want to wear and how to think about it.
Yeah.
My other theory about clothes is as you get older, you have to spend more money on the clothes.
On clothes.
You have to buy better clothes, clothes that fit better. You're a young man. You're 19. That's the whole point of the podcast. You can sort of get away with anything, can't you? You could wear anything.
Within reason. Yeah. Do you think... No. What do you mean by that?
I think young people, you can sort of get away with anything, wear anything. It looks great. You look fantastic. Yeah. As you get older, I think you need stuff to fit better.
Yeah.
We all reckon... If you see, like, a really old person, but they look smart. You think a lot of them, don't you? You think, they look great. God, they look fantastic. What a cool old guy. What a stylish older woman, you know.
I think it's difficult to pull off that, like, not many older people can pull off the, wearing weird clothes. You know...
Well, if they're nicely cut and stuff.
Yeah, but I think you should dress smarter as you get older, do you think?
I don't know about smarter. I just think you should have a definite style and a definite cut and fit that you like to wear.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're verging on Burt Reynolds.
But the thing, where you are at the moment, you see, where you're 19, you're at the time when you're making all your mistakes.
Like this.
This is brilliant. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, I look back on me at 19. Yeah. Everyone looks back at themselves at 19, looks back at old photos and goes, what was I wearing?
I saw a photo of you.
Oh, my God, what was I wearing? And you go, oh, and that's what you're doing now. So it's brilliant, isn't it?
Well, I saw a photo of you. Yeah. I don't mind telling the listeners
this. That's right, tell them.
Me and Charlie's wife, Sam, had a conversation on Facebook last night.
That's nice.
You're aware of this, I presume.
I thought it was just one message. I didn't realise it was a conversation.
A few messages.
Okay.
And I saw on her... I saw on Sam's profile an old photo of you, like a really old photo of you.
From when? Do you know when it was
Must have been from when you were at drama school.
Well, I've known my wife since I was 16.
Wow, okay.
So I've known her 24 years.
That's how it works.
So she's seen me through all styles.
Really? But you looked, like, really good.
Oh.
Really
skinny.
Good.
Yeah. Really skinny, yeah.
You look like Peter Gabriel.
Oh.
Someone
Peter
like that.
Gabriel?
That's quite an old reference.
Yeah, Peter Gabriel.
Who's a modern equivalent?
I wonder what that photo is then. No, because this is the thing now. I do look back and go, God, I could have worn anything. I could have looked really good.
Yeah.
And I was really wearing a lot of hand-me-downs.
Yeah.
And I think as you get older, you should make stronger choices. Now I try and go a bit more classic.
Right.
I think you can never go wrong with a classic look.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
How many pairs of shoes have you got?
Quite a lot.
Have you?
I've got... I've got these on today, these blue suede shoes.
Very nice.
Which I like.
Not practical.
I think I may have made a mistake. I'm not sure. What do you think, Tom? Recently bought some biker boots.
Jesus Christ. What kind of biker boots?
Like they're like above the calf.
Oh, Christ.
They're leather. They're really nice.
Are they nice?
They're made by Norton, the motorbike people.
What are you planning on doing in them?
Wearing them.
Yeah, but to do what?
Chill out.
What, leather biker boots?
Yeah. With jeans.
Right.
I've made a mistake.
Jesus
they
Christ.
Were 130 quid.
Are they black like
black, yeah.
Like Nazi boots?
They're black. They're black and they also push me above 5'10", which I quite like about them.
Yeah, you're like Simon Cowell. He wears platform.
Yeah, he wears. Oh, there we are. Showbiz.
Jesus,
behind the curtain.
Shouldn't have revealed that.
Behind the curtain. So, when you buy clothes, what do you go out and buy clothes? Do you go to shop? Do you go online? Do you go like ASOS or something? Do you look at someone and go, I like that. I want to dress like that? Or do you just.
What, like Richard Madeley? Yeah. I go out to shops. I don't buy that many clothes. I don't have that many clothes. Don't spend that much money on clothes.
Right.
I really like shoes.
Yeah.
I really like shoes. You like shoes as well, don't you?
I love shoes, yeah. I reckon I've got 10 pairs of shoes.
Someone said that, and I'm quite new to the shoe thing.
Mm.
I used to have one pair.
Yeah.
And then someone said that shoes are the most important thing.
Yeah, I think a good pair of shoes can do anything. You can wear anything on top of a good pair of shoes.
Like
I think you need one good thing in an outfit. one expensive thing in an outfit, and the rest sort of looks after itself.
Do you think?
Yeah.
What's it for you today?
I don't know. I don't know, really. No, I like these shoes, and I don't know. This is all right. I'm quite happy with this.
Suede shoes are nice. I like the suede shoes.
I like to go British classic, but not like our guest later on, Ian Moore.
Yeah.
Who's proper mod.
Oh, he's
proper
great.
Proper tailoring.
Yeah. Oh, what a man.
So do you have a strong style choice, or do you just go, oh, I think I'll wear that?
I don't. Well, I mean, I've thought about this. What you wear on stage is a big thing, isn't it? Because I've thought about whether I should dress smarter on stage. Because I just wear like T-shirts. And...
Yeah, but you're 19, so you can.
Yeah, I think it would look weird, wouldn't it? If I went on with what you wear, people would throw things at you.
Yeah, you're having a midlife crisis, mate.
Yeah, yeah. But for me, it's fine. But I would look weird wearing a suit on stage, wouldn't I?
I don't think you look weird because, as I say, at 19, and you know, you're a fit young man, you can pretty much wear anything.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
What about those black leather boots you bought?
Well, I'm not sure about them. What size are you? Maybe I'll give them to you.
10.
No, they'd be a bit too small for you.
What size are you?
I'll wear them next time. Next podcast, I'll wear them.
Can't believe you bought black leather boots.
Do you think I've made a mistake?
What are you going to do in them?
I don't know, because I've worn them like twice.
Can't wear them out.
Well, they've really hurt my feet. I've worn them twice. They're really
How high are they?
They're like just below the knee.
That's really high.
I know.
They're like riding boots.
I think I've made a mistake.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Have they got steel caps on them?
No. What are you happiest What are you happiest wearing?
That's a good question. What am I happy?
Because like, I'll give you an example. I like wearing nice clothes.
Yeah.
Like a nice pair of jeans and a shirt and a nice pair of shoes.
Yeah.
So, but I'm never that much happier than wearing a pair of old shorts and a jumper and walking along the beach. You know.
I like extremes.
Oh.
So I like getting really dressed up.
Yeah.
Or like just wearing...
When you get really dressed up, black tie, say, are you hiring in or do you own your own?
I think I own a suit.
Do you?
Yeah.
And what's the suit?
I'm doing all right. I think it's from... Where's it from? It's not a designer one. I think it might be from like...
What sort of suit is it?
It's black.
Mm.
I think it's like...
Good choice.
Slim fit.
Oh.
I don't know. I think it might be from Top Man. You know, one of those Topman suits.
You can wear a slim fit Topman suit, you see.
Do you think?
I wouldn't get one leg in a slim fit Topman suit.
But they go, I don't know what size
they
got
to. For me, Topman, everything's slim fit.
Yeah.
Even the XXL, slim fit.
I think you'd get an XXL.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, I'll bring one in next week and we'll try and get you in one.
Yeah, so what do you think you're happy? Like, do you like wearing tracky bottoms?
Yeah, I prefer that.
What's your view on a tracksuit?
I think tracksuits are fine for people below the age of about 30.
Mm.
Above the age of 30 can arouse suspicion, as we've seen happen in recent months.
That's true. If I turned up in a tracksuit, would you think I'd given up on life?
Yes.
Would you think I was having like massive midlife crisis?
If you wore the tracksuit with the black leather boots, I think that's
tracksuit and shoes
look.
Is never a good look, is it?
No. I see a lot of people, like city workers, wearing... I think this is one of the worst looks you can have.
Yeah, I think I can explain this to you, but carry on.
City workers in suits with running trainers.
Well, I'm going to explain this to you now, Tom. You've obviously never done a day's work in your life.
Not in the city, no.
No, because what they're doing... you're an idiot. You've not worked this out. They've got their shoes in their bag.
I know that, but why aren't they wearing them?
Because they're walking to and from the station.
Why can't they
wear them? They're commuting, so it's comfortable.
Oh,
so they're not in their office shoes all day. They're all hard school shoes. And they want to look quite cool. Like
it doesn't
rappers.
Look cool.
No, it's comfort. It's all to do with comfort. Because as another thing, as you get older, are you comfortable, you know?
Shoes are so important, actually, aren't they? Really important. Don't you think?
I think very important, yeah. Do you really like it when you look at someone and they've got a new outfit on and you think, you've been TK Maxx today.
Because
it's like just slightly the wrong colour or there's a place near us where we live called Bicester Village.
Oh, yeah. It's an outlet. I think I've been
it's an
there.
Outlet centre.
Yeah.
And it's all like designer.
My nan lives near
So everything's that. Like £2,000 reduced to 100. And you go, yeah. But yeah. It's horrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where everything's too big or like a weird size.
Well, yeah. I have a friend who is quite into fashion and he always bangs on about things fitting.
Mm.
Like you've got to make sure everything fits.
Yeah. I think
that's really important. Which is obvious, isn't it? I mean, it's not a revelation that.
I don't think
but...
you've changed fashion there by saying that.
Yeah, but...
Would that even cross your mind when you go and buy a pair of jeans? What's the fit like?
I'll try them on. I'm not an animal.
No.
You know. I'll try jeans on when I buy them.
It's boring, though, isn't it? You can be bothered.
Oh, I don't like doing it. I do it in the shop. I don't even go in the changing room.
Don't you?
Just take it all off.
Take it off. There's other people.
But that's allowed in Top Man. You couldn't do that in Top Man.
I they don't let me in Top Man.
No.
Too old for Top Man.
And if you took your clothes off in Top Man, I mean, being the Daily
Mail.
They'd
call the police. Have you got a list of questions for me, Tom?
I've got some stuff.
Some stuff.
Let me have a look. Oh, well, I wanted to talk to you about what you used to wear.
Okay.
That you're embarrassed about now.
Okay.
Looking back.
Yeah.
Did you get involved in those, like, fads and trends?
Well, no. As a 15, 16, 17-year-old, I was pretty into rap music. Still am. But then I used to... had a couple of tracksuits.
Oh, God.
Some big basketball boots with tongues out. Had an Africa medallion, Tom.
Wow.
From Newton Abbott in Devon.
What an image.
An Africa medallion.
You must have been one of the only people in Devon wearing an Africa medallion.
If not the only. Mm. My mum bought me a clock.
Yeah.
To wear around my neck.
A clock?
Like Flavor Flav.
What do you mean by
Flavor,
a clock?
Do you know who Flavor Flav is?
Yeah.
So his thing is he wears a clock around his neck.
How big?
Because he knows what time it is, boy.
Yeah, has he heard of watches?
Well, yeah, but it's a statement.
A clock around your neck.
My dad put some garden twine on it, and I'd never went out in it, I will say that.
Mm, it's a strong image, that, isn't it? Shrubbery and
knew
clocks.
Knew what time it was.
And a nice bit
it's
of...
just like a kitchen clock from Argos.
How big is this clock?
It was quite a big clock from
Does
Argos.
Does it not, like, hurt your neck?
Well, I didn't wear it out. I realised
just round
it
the
may
house.
Have all gone a bit too far. Mm. At this
what
point.
You should do, if you're just going to wear it around the house, a little tip, take it off and put it on the wall like you would a normal clock.
I'll tell you what I look at now as well in my past is bootcut jeans, I think, were a mistake. Everyone thought they were great, but you look at them now and you go,
what
jeans,
is bootcut? What
does when
that
they
mean?
Go wider at the bottom.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I think bootcut jeans look pretty terrible.
I used to know somebody who wore, I don't talk to them anymore.
But, I mean, although, in my new boots, I was thinking the other day, I could do with a bootcut jean here.
You could, yeah. You could do with growing up as well. Bootcut jean. I don't know anyone who wears bootcut jeans anymore.
No, but...
they still sell them.
We're talking about the fit.
Mm.
Jeans fit nicely now these days. I think we're in a good era of jean.
Someone said, when you hit 40, you should stop wearing jeans.
Ah, oh, who said that?
Richard Madeley.
Ah. Oh. Have you made that quote up or...?
Yeah, it's not from Richard Madeley, but I have heard that.
I'm not going to stop wearing jeans. Jeans are good. You just have to wear better jeans. Mm. Buy better jeans as you get older. Buy better clothes as you get older.
Yeah. I think you're going to be lucky as well as you get older because it looks like you've got quite a full head of hair.
Yeah. What's this to do with fashion?
What was that? That's part of it, isn't it? Grooming and...
we'll do a separate grooming and hair.
I'll leave that
People
goal
have thrown
there.
That at this podcast anyway. But I think we'll do a separate grooming and hair episode.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Good
idea? I'll just pause that there then.
Yeah. No.
For more of that, tune
I have got a good full head of hair, hoping to keep it. Do you like a hat, Tom?
I do like hats, yeah. I like... you wear a lot of... flat caps.
Baker boy caps.
Really like those.
Baker boy hats.
I really like those.
Yeah, I sometimes wonder if I'm wearing it because they're called Baker boy hats. That's what I worry about myself a bit. Sometimes being egotistical.
Yeah. But...
I like the disguise of a hat.
Well, it sort of creates a bit of a buzz when you know, people are like, oh, who's that in the Baker boy cap? Oh, it's Charlie Baker.
I also don't have to do my hair either. if you put a hat on. Like the school run in the mornings, you won't
Baker
see,
boy cap.
You won't know.
Yeah,
this
when
yet.
I do the school runs, I put a hat on.
No.
Just because otherwise it's people. It's weird. I have kids. Why am I outside why the school?
Maybe you should wear a hat.
Yeah. Well, it's just nice, isn't it?
Yeah. What other, have you found anything else out for me this week? You've done lots of research last week.
Well, I looked
this week,
at the.
You seem to have nothing in your notebook.
I've got loads of stuff. I've got lots of weird drawings of people. GQ what? Do this thing every year where they do like the best dressed people.
Yeah.
You're not on it. No. I looked through all the years.
Not
and you're
famous
not,
enough.
Not on on any of them.
No. Who's the best dressed last year? Who do you think dresses nicely? I think Jeff Goldblum dresses nicely.
Oh, yeah. He does dress nicely.
Always looks good. I used to like Ronnie Corbett's style. Mm. Always looked good. Always tailored.
That says a lot.
You think?
I'll tell you
who's the best, though. Do you know who I'd like to look like? Bruce Springsteen.
Ah. Yeah.
Wouldn't we all like to look like Bruce Springsteen in a T-shirt?
I'd like, if I could look a fifth of the way Bruce does.
Is there anyone who can wear a T-shirt better than... T-shirt and jeans. You don't. That's all you'd ever wear.
But that's what... Bruce,
he's 60-odd, Tom.
David Beckham just wears T-shirts and jeans, and he always says that's all you need to wear. But it helps to look like David Beckham.
Well, but it's just that's fitness, isn't it, I suppose? Wearing T-shirt and jeans now.
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah. No, I can see you've made an effort. You know.
Yeah? Why are you being hesitant?
I'm not being hesitant. I'm just I wouldn't
problem?
Wear those grey jeans, but then that's me, isn't it?
Why you know, not?
Because it's not my thing.
What is your thing?
I like black jeans.
These are... Oh, well, I suppose they are grey, aren't they?
They're grey.
What do you have against grey jeans?
Nothing.
You see,
I just don't think I'd look very good in them. I've got short little legs, and I think they'd make my legs look shorter and fatter, grey jeans.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I guess I'll just pick up the pieces and try and move on.
Right, we're going to call in the expert. We're going to speak to an
Ian
expert,
Moore.
Very funny man, and always immaculately turned out, beautifully dressed, and not in just a he's gone and bought some brilliant suits sort of way. He thinks about every single bit of what he's wearing on and off stage. His name's Ian Moore. He's a mod. He lives in France. We're going to give him a call.
He sounds like a made-up person, doesn't he?
The Age Appropriate Podcast with Tom Lucy and Charlie Baker.
So, we've dialed Ian Moore, who's in France. Hello, Ian.
Hello, bonjour and all that.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, Ian.
Do you hear that, Tom?
It's lovely.
Brilliant. We are talking about fashion, Ian, which is why we've called you, because you are the king of the mods.
King of the mods. Firstly, sorry, I'm very, very surprised that you two think you have the right to talk about fashion, but carry on.
Well, that's why we're ringing you for some help and some tips. What are your top style tips, Ian?
Top style. This is odd. All right, I would say try and look different. Okay, this is the thing with me and the way I dress as an elderly mod, shall I say, is that you occasionally come back into fashion. Occasionally, people come up to me and say, "Oh, well, you're very fashionable and trendy." And you go, "No, I've been dressed like this for the last 30 years, and I'm now coming back into style." So try and look different. This is what I say. I mean, okay. Tom's obviously very young, and so it's all, you know, leisure wear and T-shirts, which is all very well if you're going to the gym, but it's just not acceptable to go out. Well, you know, for me, you know, grow up. That's what I'm saying there. And Charlie, I quite like the way you dress, Charlie, but it kind of lacks finesse. It lacks elan. It's a lot of people, I think, they get to a certain age... And it all gets a bit sort of... It's a bit like Mao's Cultural Revolution, but kitted out by River Island. I think we need to make more of an effort.
You think it's what? Do you think I need to spend a bit more money?
Not money, just, you know, just a little bit more finesse. A little bit more finesse. Just look outside of the norm, that's what I would
say. But I do try and dress a bit like a rocker, which is, of course, as a mod, your natural enemy.
Yeah, but Charlie, I've known you a long time, and you're nowhere near a rocker, my friend.
No.
Your hygiene standards are far too high.
When you go shopping, Tom's been worried. Someone's told him that he needs to get things that fit better. How are you judging the fit of something?
Well, that's a basic requirement, I would have thought. But Yeah, well, get things that fit, yeah. I don't, you know, otherwise, if you get things that look too small, then that looks odd. That just look, this current propensity to have trousers above the ankle is frankly a disgrace, and, you know, those trousers should fit. Trousers should hit the shoe, for heaven's sake.
Isn't that a mod thing, though, everything's slightly too small?
No, no, not unless it's a fat mod who hasn't bought any clothes for a long time. They've got to fit.
Yeah. Who are your, like, style... Who do you think dresses well?
Okay, well, I it's always tempted to go down the Paul Weller route here. Apart from his haircut, but he's always dressed very well. But I'd always go a bit further back than that as well. I'd go a bit sort of Camp Freddy. If I'm going to base my wardrobe on anybody, it'd be Camp Freddy from The Italian Job.
Oh, yes. Oh, fantastic. Yes.
Shirt and tie.
Everyone in that
suit.
Film looks good. Everyone in that.
They do. Michael Caine dresses down, he looks good in that film.
Do you have to wear a suit to... Because what if you didn't want to wear a suit?
I don't wear a suit, you know. I mean, just feel smart. Just look smart. You don't have to wear a suit to look smart. And I don't always wear a suit. I mean, for instance, I'm not wearing a suit now. Oh. But I've got to go out and mend the stable because the goat's kicked it.
So what are you wearing to mend the stable?
What are you wearing, Ian?
What am I wearing to mend the stable? I've got some smart pinstriped stay-press trousers on, some brown suede Chelsea boots, and a blue knitwear thing with some buttons down the middle. You know, goats appreciate you dressing up. They behave better.
Do you know what I'd be in to do that? Some old shorts. Some Crocs. And just a T-shirt, a free T-shirt I've got from, like, some charity night or some fun run.
Yeah, but the goats would pay you no respect. The goats would pay you no respect that way, would they? Tom would be dressed like he's always dressed. There's no discernible difference between smart and dressing down, is there?
Last time I saw you, Ian, in Cardiff, do you remember?
I do remember.
We had a nice weekend,
didn't
we?
I know what's coming up now.
We had a lovely weekend, didn't we?
We did. It was great fun.
But you wore a cape.
I did wear a cape.
I did wear a cape. I stood up for your cape, but you took a lot of abuse for that cape.
I did take a lot of... Do you know, the final ignominy with that cape, which I absolutely adore that cape, because I've got... In the winter now, I wear kind of Edwardian frock coats, and you can't wear an overcoat over that, so you need a cape. And I was wearing a cape in London, and I felt $1 million, just different to everybody else.
Yeah.
Walked on the tube, and these two kids on the tube, as I walked past them, they started singing the Darth Vader theme from Star Wars. And it just... it's kind of ruined the cape thing for me now.
Well, Ian, you are... how old are you? You're mid-40s, are you? Because we talk about age.
Right,
we're talking about age on this podcast. And I think you are a shining beacon of light for all of us to follow as we get older, a little bit older, and to always look smarter than we think we should.
It's the thing, it's to make the effort. This is the thing, just make the effort. We all spend a lot of time in airports, and you see these people in vests and flip-flops. They've let go. They've lost life.
Do you have, like, zero respect for people who don't make an effort clothes-wise?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I like anybody... Anybody who dresses slightly different from the norm, I admire, even if I don't necessarily admire what they're wearing. But anybody who uses leisure wear 24 hours a day, simply, you know, should be deported.
and on that, Ian,
before it gets
to... Is that how you ended up in France? Maybe that is. And
I was a full-time tracksuit wearer, and I'm not allowed back.
Ian, thanks so much. We'll see you again soon.
Cheers, Charlie. Cheers, Tom.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
Bye.
The Age Appropriate Podcast with Tom Lucy and Charlie Baker.
So that was Ian Moore in France telling us
what
to wear. He was brilliant, wasn't he?
Oh, I love Ian Moore.
I think I'd really like to dress like Ian Moore, but then you just look like you were copying him. And his whole point was be yourself.
Yeah, you've not listened to anything he said, have you? No, I'd like to be Ian Moore when I'm older, if
you
possible.
Can be. Can
Do you think
be.
That's a reasonable goal?
I think try and be yourself. I think that was his whole
thing.
No,
I'd rather be Ian Moore.
Okay. So what have we learned? I think we've covered fashion.
Yes, I'd be very surprised if there's anything we've left out in fashion there.
Yeah.
If you knew nothing about fashion, you would know
everything you need
everything
to know.
Now.
Just basically be yourself, make strong choices.
Keep it strong. Just keep it strong.
So that's this week's Age Appropriate Podcast. We'll see you next week where we're going to talk about food.
Hey, food.
Bye. Oh, we forgot to do a condom update. How many in the box?
Just do you want to just recap the listeners?
I bought Tom a box of condoms, not in a creepy way, because he's a young man and should be putting it about a bit.
Having
a regular update of how many are left. How many are left, Tom?
Do you want to just tell them how many were in there?
Three in the box.
Three were in the box. There are three.
Oh. See you next week.